We're now joined for the weekly coaches show by the head coach of the boys basketball program at Tri-County. A win from last week and a loss from last week to dissect here with Coach Dylan Lowry. Has a couple of road trips, one to Pattonsburg, heading westbound tonight, heading eastbound over to Newtown, take on the Newtown Harris Tigers on Thursday. Week from tonight, it's a trip to Osborne. We'll save that for next Tuesday, along with the Mercer game a week from Thursday over at Jamesport. Coach, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well.
How helpful was it for you guys to get in the win column against Breckenridge?
It's huge. Just to get that early win this season, kind of boost some confidence and get ready to really keep moving forward all the way through. Had some big points from Fan Thomason with 19 and some other good points from the rest of our players that really boost them up and get them ready to go.
So against North Harrison, and we know that Green City, especially the Fields kid, is really tough to stop. So back on the 20th, we knew that would be a tough game for you going onto the road. But North Harrison, we kind of hyped that up a little bit last week as being your conference opener, and kids be excited for it. 75-37. To me, that sounds like that the Shamrocks are pretty good, but you guys, it sounds like, didn't play up your capabilities either.
That's kind of one of those things. We played well the first half. We were getting some good looks, some tough points, but their size just kind of mismatched us later on. It kind of started to show later on with the putback points that North Harrison kept getting, and kind of showed that we have some young guys still on the floor, but we're really building a program here.
It's kind of one of the problems with young guys, too, is there's a variety of things you can look at. Certainly the first and foremost thing is they're not a lot of experience, but especially with boys, if they're young, they're probably not as big as strong as some of the juniors and seniors they go against.
Definitely. It's one of the things where fundamentally we're doing pretty well. We have some strong players, but size-wise, when you're younger going against almost men, it does get difficult for some young guys.
So with the game coming up against Pattonsburg, we're talking about this Panther team off the air a little bit. I saw them against Princeton, was really impressed. And then I saw their score against Jefferson. It was 70-32, and I was not shocked that Jefferson won, but shocked that they won by 38. It tells me you probably get Pattonsburg not a real good time because they're going to want to bounce back. But when you do look at Pattonsburg, we'll talk about them and just what you've seen, Coach. What's your scouting report on Pattonsburg? Does it all start with Cameron Jones for that team?
They have some really good players, and Cameron Jones is a real crucial one that can really drive the ball and makes it hard to get in front of. They like to play fast-paced, and that's one of the things that we've always been known to sprint back and be ready to play defense, and I think that's a very important aspect that I really push, and I think we'll need that tonight. I always want to make a team work and not get an easy layup, and anytime you can do that, I feel like that's giving you a better chance.
You talked about how your team, they're young and they're not as big as they're going to be here in a couple of years, and some of that is weight room and just maturity and puberty kicking in, certainly. But you also talked about how the guys were pretty fundamentally good. What are the things that fundamentally you're seeing that this young team is picking up that's going to pay dividends sooner and later?
Our team's just learning to be better basketball players, learning to see the court well, see teammates, and know where to actually cut up the floor. Where before we kind of would just sprint down and then we'd scatter out, now we're actually seeing where we need to go, see the openings, seeing those open drives when they're available, and that's important, and it'll pay off in the long run.
Did you have a good practice last night, Coach, getting ready for Pattonsburg?
I think we definitely did. We were able to work on some post games, some guards, really spread it out, and just to work on those fundamentals that are important every time you step on the floor. And I feel like that's a good practice to go into the next game.
I've looked at teams, too, and I always feel like that if things are tough and you have that one guy on your team, you can say, you know what, he's capable of getting a basket, or he's our number one option, or maybe this guy's a good number two option and a big guy inside. Do you have that right now offensively, or are you still trying to figure out roles a little bit and who's kind of your option number one and number two?
I think we kind of have our goals, but they're still finding it on the floor. Fan Thompson's usually my go-to one that even if it's a tough game, he'll find a way. And I've got a young freshman that's really starting to show for post, Garrett Skinner, that every given night I feel like he's going to work hard and he might get those put-back points that we'll need later on.
How important will it be? Because, certainly I saw it, and I know you saw it on film, that Pattonsburg likes to play fast. How important will it be for you to control some pace against them, Coach?
It'll be huge. It's one of those things that we have to play to our tempo and not play to theirs. And since they have a deep bench, that it's very crucial to slow down the game when we can for some of those transition buckets.
I don't know what Newtown Harris has necessarily other than they were 8 seeds, and certainly if you're an 8 seed in the tournament over at Novinger last week, you generally struggle against the 1 seed, and that happened to them. Aside from that, Coach, what do you know about your opponent on Thursday up there?
Just from last year and kind of who they brought back, Garcia is a big scorer for them, and scouting report just says we really need to slow down those crucial players, be ready to go, and not let any games affect us in the long run.
As I said, you got Osborne and Mercer coming up next week. Osborne on the road, Mercer at home. Your Holiday Hoops opponents are going to be Buckland-Macon County on the 15th and Norbert on the 19th. I know you're looking for opponents that you feel like you're going to be competitive against, and you're going to gain some confidence for your young team against. Do you like matching up with Buckland and with Norbert over at the Ketchum Center?
I think anytime we can be somewhat competitive against the games like there in a different court, neutral, it's a fun opportunity to be at, and play over Christmas break is always ready to go and kind of helps you go in the long run.
Head coach over at Tri-County High School on the boys' side, Dylan Lowry. They're over at Pattonsburg tonight, Newtown Harris on Thursday, Osborne a week from tonight, all on the road. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs moving forward.
Thank you.